Welcome to Life with Danny Duncan, where we talk about everything from nutrition, movement, and mindset to the bullshit that's been holding you back to live your best life, completely raw and unfiltered. I'm your host, Danny Duncan. I'm a featured nutrition and fitness coach, author, business owner, speaker, mum of three, including twins, and I'm going to let you into the behind the scenes of my life. Oh, and we'll have a bit of a laugh along the way, don't worry. It won't all be serious. I'm going to be the one to make you get uncomfortable with your reality and challenge you to make changes for good. So if you're feeling stuck in where you are in life and are ready to change, this podcast will unpack the reasons why you may be feeling this way and help you with tools to make changes in your life. There's no bullshit here, just real talk. So if you're ready, let's dive in. There's no time like the present. Hello and welcome back to Life with Danny Duncan. And this is a segment I am so excited about. I thought with all seriousness as most of the conversations I'm going to have on here, I thought it would be really awesome to lighten the mood with episodes with my lovely husband, Chris. We show up on social media together from time to time and you guys love it every single time. You comment, you laugh, and we always get loads of questions and comments. So I thought, why not make this an ongoing segment? So welcome to Life with Danny Duncan, my husband, Chris Duncan.
The star of the show.
The star of the show. I mean, you're really here just for my engagement, really.
Well, what are we going to do, though, when people want me to sell it more than you?
Well, then you could start your own podcast.
Spin-off show.
So before we get going, I do ask all my guests a question. Should I ask you two?
One question.
What is your most laugh-out-loud, cringe-worthy moment? You got one straight away.
Why would you do this? You didn't brief me at all.
Cringe-worthy.
When I shit myself.
And why'd you shoot yourself? When was
I was sick.
You were six?
When I was sick.
Oh, you were sick.
It was the other month this year. At the start of the year, I was very ill. And basically, I went to bed and must have been quite relaxed, as you are in bed. And yeah, I farted and was it by myself?
No, you were with me, but the first time I woke up, yeah.
No, I was by myself.
That's right, because you said, I think I'm going to shit the bed. And I said, I'm going to go sleep with Harper, just in case you do. And I remember being like, lucky.
No, that was the second time. A couple of weeks later, it happened again, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Next to me. And
I think that's when I went to sleep with Harper. I was like, I'm out.
Well, you walked into the bathroom, and I'm like that on the toilet, and there's just shit everywhere. And you said, you can't be with anyone else or something like that.
I was like, you can't ever date anyone else now, because I've seen too much.
You shit yourself on a run.
Yeah, but not like that. Anyway, so when we're deciding what to talk about today,
apart from me shit myself,
we had lots of questions about how we met, how we knew each other was the one, and there were some other juicy questions that came through. So I thought, before we get to questions, I thought what we could do is sort of start talking about how we met and all that, and then we can answer some of the questions that came through at the end. So we met on Tinder, didn't we? Swipey, swipey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about, maybe not, your relationships prior and then the Tinder moment of the match?
Oh. I had a few relationships. I tend to relationship hop. And by hop...
Used to.
Yeah. Well, I was hopping. Now I've just been... My legs have been chopped off, so I can't hop anymore. Yeah, so I've been here 16 years now. But yeah, a few semi-serious relationships along the way, but none of them obviously worked out. None of them were the one.
You're a good-looking bloke, so you like to jump around, didn't you? From what I've heard from various sources.
Sources. Yeah, and then tried to stay single. Well, was attempting to stay single, and I reckon I'd been single for, I want to say, at least 3 months. And then downloaded Tinder and thought, yeah, well, you know, we'll get into it, as they say. And then swiped with you. And then I think whenever we connected, I can't remember how it all works. I was on the phone. And then we started speaking for, hours.
Yeah.
On that first.
We did, yeah. Backwards and forwards.
Back and forth. It's a chase, isn't it? That's the best part.
Yeah, but you know what you didn't do? You didn't. So I had been on quite a few Tinder dates prior to
Shock.
You. Because I was married and then I got into another relationship that was not ideal. And when I broke up with that one and then did some stupid stuff, I then was like, no, I need to be really clear about who I'm dating this time. Like, if I don't like one thing about them, it's a no from me. So, like, I went on lots of dates because I was like, if I didn't like someone's hair, that was a no. So then you popped up with your shirt off and your English flag on your little, that was it. Your face, Chris Duncan, English flag. And I was like,
it's hard to resist. I don't blame you.
So we matched. And yeah, but you know what you didn't do? You didn't do any of like the cheesy pickup lines that multiple guys do, you know?
Like, you didn't mention it to me. I don't think you mentioned my profile pic. You just started chatting, like, where are you from? How are you doing? What do you like? What are you into? And you were funny. Like, I was laughing.
It was funny. I am funny.
Still are funny. But then you said you were from Birmingham, but then you had to come up, you had to back it up with, I don't have a Birmingham.
I don't have the Birmingham accent, though, because if you've seen Peaky Blinders, that's, well, they make it sound cool, but it's really not. It's only semi-cool because of Peaky Blinders.
And I used to live in Birmingham, well, close to Birmingham. And so I knew a Birmingham accent, and I was like, ooh, but then you backed it up, so it was fine. So then we talked for ages, didn't we? Ages and ages. And then you asked to take me to dinner.
Oh man.
And you were going to pick me up, and not one Tinder date had done it at that point. It was always like meet at a bar, meet at the house. It was always like a meetup, and there was no offer. And you offered to pick me up and take me for dinner, but I got to choose the spot.
We went to Italian in Yarraville, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah. But I got in the car. I said, to be honest, I was like, I wonder what's going to pick me up in. A Merc? Is he rich? Is he going to be like a BMW?
Picked her up in a Kia. South Korean classic.
And a small one.
The car?
Yeah. But I got in the car and I was like...
It was a nice Kia.
It was sporty actually, Kia. It was a sporty Kia. Yeah. I was very impressed by the sportiness.
Proceed.
And white.
Clean.
I got in and you were very good looking. And you made me laugh within a minute of getting in the car.
Did I stall it or something?
Like? I don't know. I think I was a bit like, because you're so cute. So I was like, that's up in fairyland anyway. I might have had a pre-drink.
We definitely did.
So we got to the restaurant and a couple of things happened in the restaurant that are very clear in my mind. So we sat down, I ordered a wine, and you ordered a...
Cider.
A cider in an Italian restaurant.
I didn't even want a cider, but I don't drink. And it's that thing of, well, why doesn't he drink? Like, has he got issues? No. I just don't particularly like alcohol. I'll drink, but it's got to be a girly cocktail, so I can't
you
sit
didn't
down.
You say that. You
I can't sit down on a first date and order a sex on the beach, can I? Or
I probably would have thought you were gay, to be honest.
Waiter, you know, I did have girls' jeans on. But
you did have girls' jeans on. I remember that as well. I was like, oh, my God, I think it. And you know, the weird thing is, the first thing that went through my head was, my dad's going to hate you because he loves wine.
Your dad loves me.
He loves you, but not just as that. Like, why did I think like that when the last two relationships I've been in were literally alcoholic? So I was like, this is a good thing, Danny. He doesn't like wine. And I was like, it's just a bit weird that he's ordering a cider at an Italian restaurant.
I wanted a Coke.
You should have just ordered a Coke.
I wanted a Coke in a glass bottle.
But what was the next thing you did that was weird as hell?
I started noticing the bottles. I've got a little bit of OCD. Nothing to worry about. I'm clean. I'm a clean man. I like things to be neat and in order.
Yeah.
And the bottles... all over the shop.
There was explain what, like...
There was, like, red wine, then it was white wine, then there'd be, like, four branded bottles.
Yeah, but
like,
they were empty, weren't they? They were sitting on the shelf behind me.
Yeah, but they just weren't in order, and they were mixed, and it just looked silly.
Yeah, because I remember you looking up there, I'm like, what are you looking at? And you're like, the bottles are all over the place. The labels aren't facing the front. And I was like, oh, my God, he's, like,
he's got one issues. Of those.
He's got issues. Anyway, we had a nice dinner. And then we went across the road to a bar.
And then you got me drunk.
Yeah, but then because I didn't know you didn't drink, you didn't tell me. And also, you're an adult. You could have just said no.
I get peer pressured.
You do get peer pressured a lot.
All right, it's another episode.
To be continued. But you ordered a vodka lime and soda, which I did think.
Zero calories.
Yeah, well, not zero.
Kind of.
About 80 actually with the vodka. But anyway, I did think, great choice, because you obviously looked very fit and healthy. We already discussed that you liked the gym and we had that in common and you liked being healthy. So we had that. But then you started rabbiting on about your work and all I wanted to do was kiss you. Banging on and banging on and banging on. Talking about gym equipment and Coco Bella water and I was like, fucking hell.
Give me a bit of history.
No, but like, I was like, can I just kiss you? So I just kissed you, didn't I?
Launched you jumped on me.
Literally.
Yeah.
In the bar. Sitting outside.
Rape.
You didn't say that. So we went to leave, and then this is where like, I feel like this was like a movie moment. You're like pushing up against the wall outside the club. Made out with me against the wall. Know,
Patrick Swayze vibes.
It was very, it was very intense. I just wanted to do one thing at that moment. It was a great night. And then...
I dropped you off and I...
Well, no, you dropped me away. Off. This is the next good thing. So far we had in common, you didn't really drink that much alcohol, which is great.
Health and fitness. I was good looking.
I mean, yeah.
I'm funny. You need help with that.
It was passionate. You were good. You were funny. But then you got home and I said, do you want a drink? And you said,
I'll have a cup of tea.
I'll have a green tea. And I was like, I drink green tea too. I was like, oh my God, we're meant to be. You actually don't drink as much green tea as you used to.
No, I've moved on to English breakfast.
But I was like, oh my God, this is like, I was very turned on.
What, the fact that this man drinks tea?
The fact that so many things were aligning and I'd been on so many dates and like, but there, none
maybe
of
this
dates...
is where men are going wrong.
What?
Drop the beer, add, you know, Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Drink green tea.
Yeah. And just push us up against the wall.
Have a couple of jokes.
Yeah, literally make us laugh.
I could do like Hitch 2 or something.
But I literally think, you could be like Hitch 2. I literally think the things that got me in were the casualness of it. Like the so, it, you made me feel so easy and at ease.
You were easy.
But you were so funny and relatable. No time did I feel awkward or weird. And then, yeah, I think that just everything that kept like being like, yeah, health and fitness for me. And then you had green tea and I was like, yeah, it was sold.
Done. The rest is history.
So that was our first day. And then what was our next day?
Noodle markets.
Noodle markets. Did you text anyone in between me and the noodle markets?
Probably sent a couple of texts out. I was trying to stay single.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, I had my hands and fingers and a lot of parts.
So we went to the noodle markets. That was really fun.
That was good.
Like a little tradition, wasn't it, we started?
Yep.
With the noodle markets. That was really nice.
The bao buns.
Ooh. Yeah, and those potatoes on a stick, you know, the round ones.
Yeah, the swirly swizzler
thing. They're so good. Why have we not been to the noodle markets last year?
Because we've got about 50 million kids now.
Yeah, it's a bit hard for the kids. We should just make it a date, you and me. We did start taking Harper. But what was going through your head that week? Because I know you do fall easily. Did you have any thoughts like that? Or were you like, just this is
good? No, the first date went well. And I, you know, did the whole call my mates on the way back.
Oh, yeah.
No, obviously I was trying to stay single, but I'm like, I really like her. And mates are like, no, just don't. And then, like, just go and, you know, get back on Tinder.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. But they wanted me to stay single.
Yeah. Well, and then over the next few weeks, your grandparents arrived.
Yeah.
We did still see each other a couple of times, but you went a bit quiet.
Yeah.
And I started to get a bit worried. And I got a bit worried because I was like, he's showing me all the signs. When we're together, we would, like, have these great conversations and, like, amazing sex. We still have amazing
sex. It's the green tea.
Yes, probably. But you started to be a bit quieter and I was a bit worried. I think I remember having a conversation with you one day, calling you up because you had missed a couple of my calls. And then I felt like I was being that girl, like that. Am I being too pushy? But you're giving me all the singles. Do you remember that conversation? I was like,
yeah, you put it on me.
Well, I was just like, can I just check?
I'm not good in those situations.
You're not?
No. Well, I don't, if I didn't want to carry on dating you, it's very hard for me to say, I just don't want to date yet.
So what would you have done? Just ignored me?
Well, no, I would not have ignored you, but
you would have kept ignoring me.
I wouldn't have ignored you, but I would have kind of maybe, I don't know, I'm not very good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like hurting anyone's feelings.
No, you don't, do you? No. But you do end up hurting people's feelings, really.
Yeah, I end up hurting people's feelings, but I don't like it. I don't do it intentionally.
All right. Well, I had that comment. I said, are you into me or not? Because if you're not, I'm just going to leave this here because I'm actually really liking you and I don't want to fall anymore. But if you are into me, that's cool. Like, I'll hang up now and you're obviously busy. And you did say.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Which is really nice. So then I went left with mince pies outside your door, didn't I?
Then I was hooked.
Made you some mince pies, left them outside your door.
Mm-hmm.
And then New Year's Eve, I saw you.
Had you met my grandparents then?
I think I met Nan and Marty then at New Year's Eve, did I? Before I went to my party. Or maybe a couple of days before. I'd come round and they were there.
Yeah.
And then we'd gone out somewhere, I think
so.
And then I went to a party at New Year's Eve. You went to a party at New Year's Eve. And you picked me up.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely sloshed.
Hammered.
Of climbing on you in the car.
Mm.
Yeah.
Safety issue.
Safety issue. And then we went down to Gratian Road.
That was good. Like, I was at the Red Bikini.
The first or second of Jan, yeah.
That was good. Then, driving over that pretty bobbly road, I said, I think this is a shortcut. And it was like, I only led us into a farm.
Yeah. Not a shortcut.
I was in your car. Volkswagen. The convertible.
Yeah.
EOS.
EOS, yeah.
Yeah.
So then, let's go back a bit though. We have to tell the story. So Christmas, I went back home for Christmas, didn't I?
What, your Christmas present you gave me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So happy Christmas.
Well, I went back for Christmas to Canberra, and I think I was still 100% sure if you went into me. I was like, he's showing signs. He says he is, but he's not really there. And then this was actually quite weird because I told you, and then you actually wanted to pick me up from the airport. And I was like, oh. But then I started getting these weird symptoms downstairs, and then I had a text message from a past man.
Bang. Merry Christmas, Chris. Here's chlamydia.
I had chlamydia.
Great.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Literally, ho, ho, ho.
I literally had to call you, didn't I? I'd be like, it was Christmas Eve. I was like, oh my God.
I'm still like, why would you call me Christmas Eve?
Because I can't. What if you were going to go and shag someone else and then give them chlamydia?
What, Mrs. Claus?
I didn't know what you were doing. We weren't dating.
Well.
Oh my God. So I remember being outside the doctor's surgery after being told and being like, I'm going to have to call this guy that I'm really into, that I really want to be with, that I've got chlamydia, and so probably he does too. He's either going to run or he's going to just be fine about it and be like, it's cool, it happens a lot. And you were very cool about it. And why were you cool about it?
We've all been there.
Because you'd had chlamydia before, and that's why.
Just a couple of tablets.
And that's
it. And then we took the tablets.
Yeah.
Didn't wait long enough to have sex with each other.
Yeah.
And then we had to retake
them. Retake them, yeah. Because I got told, you have to take these tablets and you can't have sex for a week. And I was seeing you Boxing Day. And I was like, that's not going to happen. How can I see this guy I've been seeing? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to want to jump you. So, yeah, we have to take them again. But it was on the Great Ocean Road that you told me you had chlamydia before, which is why you didn't care so much.
Yeah.
I remember you were like, so I've had that before. I was like, what?
I didn't actually get any symptoms this time.
No, you didn't.
Thank God, probably.
But not having sex for a week when you're in those early stages of your relationship is really hard.
Mm.
Like, all you're doing is banging.
Yeah. Banging, drinking green tea.
Yeah, basically. So then you were going to the UK. I ended up taking Dan and Motti to the airport as well.
You did. Like, you got them in the lounge.
I did get them in the lounge. And let's be honest, that's a big thing.
Taking someone's grandparents in my car.
Yeah.
Why were you in my car?
I don't think my car was big enough because the back seats are too small. Because you were heading back to the UK for like 4 weeks. And I remember lying in bed one day before you went. And there was a couple of things that we talked about. And one of them was, I was falling for you. Oh, and you were falling for me, weren't you? I was definitely falling for you. And I thought, I'm 31. You were only 29. You're such a spring chicken. Such a spring chicken. 29. So cute. Anyway, I was 31. And I thought, I can't fall in love with someone that doesn't want kids in the next 5 years because I'm going to get old for having kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to find out, because if he doesn't want kids, I have to break this off now because I'm falling for him. And again, it's like another like thought process, like the chlamydia thought process. Like, if I have this conversation with him, he couldn't quite easily run away and be like scared, freaked out.
Now you know that 31's not old for having kids, is it? Well, it's not, is it?
Not now. I want to be 39.
But exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So for anyone that's thinking, oh, no, I'm 32, I'm a kid.
No, 31 wasn't old, but say, like, you didn't want kids for 5 years, then I would have been 36 to have that
first.
Had
the first,
You know, and then that's getting on if you want two or three or four.
No one ever wanted four.
But I said to you, didn't I, lie in bed one day, I said, this is a really loaded question, but I kind of need to know because I'm falling for you and I don't want to fall in love with someone that doesn't want this because I don't have time to waste. And I said, do you want kids? And you were like,
yeah.
Yeah. How many did you want?
Two.
Two. I said, me too.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, so we have to talk about now. But then Mr. Impulsive, we said, when do you want them? And I said, by the time I'm 35. And you said, that's fine. That's like 6 years away.
That was a long time, wasn't it?
It was a long time. But then you were like,
I'm not, I don't, patience isn't one of my many pluses.
No. And we can talk about maybe this in the next episode about how that then came. Like conceding 9 months later.
Oh, yeah.
So we had that conversation. I was like, cool, awesome, yes. All right. Ticking off the list, right? Funny, healthy, fit.
Daddy.
Daddy. Green tea. Family man. Your grandparents have been there. Also, you were going back to be a godfather.
Well, you know.
For Sophia. So
a model man.
You were. You were really secure job. And, yeah, you were going back to the UK for 4 weeks. And I freaked out a little.
And then did the wedding crashes. I will find you. And then followed me home.
How did you feel about that?
I told my family and they were like, what? You've only just met this girl. You've known her. Because I've known you like 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
No, no, longer. 17th and 18th of November we met. And this was like end of January.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, 2 months.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? She's following you over. That's weird. And I was remember sitting in Auntie Karen's living room explaining that, well, for her to hop on a plane isn't a big deal. They're like, Chris, she's coming from Australia to England. It's a big deal. I'm like, yeah, but she's always on a plane. Like, she spends most of her time on a plane because obviously you're in trouble. And, yeah, they were just like, nah. And then they kind of said, yeah, yeah.
Really?
They're like, she's following you all this way. Because they're obviously like, you're not, you know, you're nothing special. I'm like, well, I am. And, yeah, just try to explain it to them. Then they just gave me the whole, well, if it makes you happy. But really deep down they're thinking, she's weird. But now they love it.
Because well, they do love me now. How do you not love me? But how did you feel about me at that stage? So when you went to the UK, how were you feeling about the relationship with me?
Well, I missed you whilst I was there. And obviously we spoke all the time.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
Had you fallen for me though?
Yeah. In my eyes, you were my girlfriend. We just hadn't really made it official. Like I wasn't going to kind of date or see or download any apps whilst I was there.
Yeah.
And as I said, we were speaking all the time. And it was like, well, if we've got a chance to see each other whilst I'm there.
Yeah, and a couple of times on the phone, because obviously it's nighttime in England and daytime in Australia, so and you went out with a friend one night and got drunk with Will. Was it with Will? No.
Max.
And do you remember what you said to me on the phone? Do you remember?
Basically, I think I said I liked you.
Like, I something you, Danny. I something you. And I was like, something? You're like, something you. What did that mean?
Liked. Adored. Cherished.
Cherished. Anyway, so yeah, I got a plane and I came over and I landed the day before Valentine's Day. And then Valentine's Day was the next day and you'd gotten me a bottle of champagne.
And some flowers.
And some flowers.
And we went to
and
see
Victoria's Secret. And tickets to Willy Wonka.
And the Chocolate Factory.
And then what else did you say?
I asked you to be my girlfriend.
You asked me to be my girlfriend, you said.
Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah, and then you said, I love you.
Mind in detail.
You said you loved me. And because people ask how long before, this was one of the questions actually, how long from Tinder to dating to relationship to baby? So 17th or 18th of November we'd matched.
Yeah, and then Harper was born.
Well, then you said you loved me in the February 14th. Yeah. Well, we conceived our first baby in the November.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a year. Yeah, so we had a great time in England though.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah.
I met your mum.
She's just very protective. I'm an only child. She's had run-ins with most previous partners.
I don't think she liked me much at first.
But it's more the fact of my last girlfriend was English. And then when it came to breaking up with her, it's like, I think maybe he might come home.
Yeah.
And then when it was like, oh, mum, I've met this new girl. Oh, yeah, tell me about her. She's Aussie.
Yeah, look, and you know what? I'm a boy mum now, and I can, even a girl mum, I can get that. I can want your kid to come home. But I think she loves me now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. But yeah, I met all your family, and they were lovely. We had such a good time.
It was good. Then we went out for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I went out. Motty got me sloshed.
Yeah, my granddad got you absolutely
hammered.
To the point where I came back from dropping other family members home, and you were just coped over the toilet being sick.
Yeah, really sloshed. And I was trying so hard to act not sloshed, but it didn't really work.
No.
No. But yeah, that was fun.
And then we flew home and I got sick.
Oh my God, you did. On the plane.
Ended up in hospital in Dubai.
In Dubai, yeah.
Only in my airport
hospital. In the airport hospital, yeah, that's right.
On a drip. And that's when you first realised I'd slept with my eyes open.
That's right, it was freaky. You're lying there in the bed and I was sitting at the end of the bed, like stroking you. And then I looked at your face and I was like, are you awake? Like, Chris, hello. You sleep with your eyes open. Mm. So do the kids, or the girls, Harper and Harlow.
Yeah, both
doesn't. Harper and Harlow both sleep with their eyes open. It's weird. I think we leave it there because the next part we get into is potentially like the cats moving in, all that stuff, and then baby stuff, and we can like talk about that. So should we ask some questions? This is one we've kind of already answered. How do we meet, and how did you know that each other was the one straight away?
I had a lot in common with you, and I haven't had a girlfriend that's been into the gym, so that was a big tip for me. It's like, she's into health and fitness, she's into the gym, like she runs, she keeps herself fit, she looks fit, she is fit, successful in what you did. And I always wanted a family, and probably having someone who was older that also wanted a family as well, it was like, okay, we're not going to be beating around the bush for too long.
No. What are your love languages?
Presents.
Gifts. Absolutely gifts.
It's not just gifts.
And words of affirmation.
Who doesn't like
give you a gift and tell you how wonderful you are?
Yeah, but I also like to buy gifts.
But that's
and
what
give gifts.
But that's why what you do when you're in love language. So whatever love language you are, you then project onto other people because it's almost like this is what my love language is. So you show other people that love language.
Yeah, gifts and kind words, especially in cards.
Yeah, your words of affirmation. Like you do definitely get up me if I don't notice things or praise you.
No, it's just if I walk back in. The only thing that men do is go and have their hair
cut. Yeah, but you get it cut every 5 seconds.
No.
It's like, gosh, from this short to this short.
Why'd you say no? No. No. We've done this many times before. Every 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes I even tell you where I'm going.
Right, it's in the calendar.
Then walk back in. Harper might notice it first.
Just you look good all the time, though. That's
I know, but you can't say that. It's nice to hear somebody go, oh, baby, hair looks nice.
Yeah. You do like a little word of affirmation. But gifts, man, you love gifts.
Who doesn't love a gift?
And then even you say sometimes, don't worry about getting me a gift. And then, like, I'm like, does he mean it? Because I don't think he means it. And then the times I haven't got you a gift, oh, my God, hell.
Yeah, because you make a big deal about trying to save money.
Yeah, but then you're like, where's my present?
Yeah, well, just get me something.
You give the kids gifts all the time. It's too much.
What? I love them.
I know you love them.
I like seeing their face when I present them with a new Disney car.
Did you not get gifts as a kid or something?
Yeah, I was an only child. So my mum got me everything. Anything I pretty much, not that, that sounds spoiled, but at Christmas, like I do my list. And
you get everything on your list?
No, I don't get everything on my list. But I didn't grow up wanting for anything, but I wasn't spoiled.
No.
And I don't recall getting, and obviously you don't remember you're a kid, but I don't recall getting gifts. Like you say, I got them some cars yesterday. But I don't recall getting anything.
And the week before.
Easter, birthday, if I've done really well at school, which was obviously often.
You never got those gifts.
Yeah, but it's just nice. And I like the cards.
Because you were also a big kid. Child, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, like, you give the kids too many presents, so what happens then? And this is where you get annoyed. When Harper has a birthday or Christmas, she's not grateful for the presents, and then you get annoyed that she's not grateful, but I'm like, you've created this monster.
She's not a monster.
No, you've created the ungrateful part of her in those moments. Yes. Because you give her
but it doesn't... She also did grow up with things arriving at the door, left, right, and centre, from DHL and Amazon, because people give you things.
Yeah, true. But also, you also get, like, a bit... Your nick isn't a twist if you haven't got the present you wanted. Like at Christmas, you're like, oh, wow, I got this. Like, it's hard to buy for you because if you want it, you go and get it yourself.
I recommended you get something and you got the wrong one.
That's not my fault.
It is not. I gave you a link.
What was this for?
The aftershave.
I got the one you said to get.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got the limited edition one.
Well, hang on.
Don't ignore the lady in the shop.
But hang on.
The lady in your shop. He's trying to get commission.
Yeah, but don't you think?
She wants some bees.
If it's the limited edition newest one, that's the one you want.
No, it was the one I sent you a link for.
Yeah, you were also a bit ungrateful.
I'm not ungrateful with them. I just let you know in a jokey manner.
You think it's not a joke if no one's laughing.
Like, the joke would have been, oh, this is nice. Not the one I asked for, but it's nice.
That's what he says, literally.
Yeah. Well, it's still nice, though. And then when I put it on, I'm going to finish to get some action from you.
It's really nice for that one. My love language, I think, has changed over the years.
But you... Say, go back to the presents.
Yeah.
You say you don't like presents. Then you're going to tag me in like a Victoria Beckham jumper on Instagram. You'll send it me.
Because you do like getting me presents. So if you're going to get me something, at least get me something I want.
Oh, so, okay. So this is where, see, I can get lots of little presents for not amount, you know, not a lot. You go and send in like freaking, you did it the other day with Victoria Beckham sunglasses. We had to remortgage the house to buy your last Fendis.
By the way, should we tell everyone what link you sent me or what page you put on my iPad and phone all the time?
I've wanted a Louis Vuitton backpack for a while, but that deserves its own episode.
It's not happening, has it? So my love languages have changed over the years. So before having kids, I would have said my love languages were physical touch and quality time. But since having kids, I sometimes feel touched out.
Yeah. The other day, you were sick, so I was rubbing your back. I was like, is that feeling nice? You were like, no,
yeah,
it's annoying me.
When you have pregnancy nausea and no one wants their back rubbed.
It wasn't your butt, it was your back. And I came around
and back rubbed. I don't think anyone wants to.
Okay, and then I just put my hand on you like that. And I went, is that better? And you went, no, you make me feel claustrophobic. I'm like, yeah, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I love a cuddle and I'm a cuddler when it comes to my, like, seeing people. But a physical touch has got, so I don't know what I am anymore. I like quality time. I value quality time. But I need to put in lots of effort for that.
Yeah. To get you when you're not either
working
and just chilled out is...
I've always got stuff to do. Like, after this, I've got more cooking to do, I've got some work to do, I've got some travel work to do, then the twins will get up, like...
There's no afternoon cuddles.
Always something to do. And then I think maybe works for service, which it never used to be, but I love when people do things for me now. I love Brooke doing stuff for me, I love when you've done... And without asking, like, just...
It's not a love language.
You see, it's works of service, acts of service.
You don't love Brooke.
No, I love her doing stuff for me.
Yeah, but you're not in a relationship with Brooke. Surely love language is like the person, like...
No, love language can be anything that you do, not just for your relationship.
So why don't you come down when I've, you know, you come downstairs and I'm like at the washing machine putting stuff in. Why don't you like, well, rip your clothes?
I do, though. I really am grateful and appreciative of you doing the washing. And like when you clean, this is the thing though, that you cleaned up last night, but you left the pot and the broccoli on the stove. So if you're going to do it all.
I forgot about the pot and the broccoli. We went upstairs and scheduled in some...
We did.
...fiddle time.
We did schedule.
Scheduling in sex.
You have to with three kids.
That's what I get to see.
Well, that's the other thing. We don't have to talk about that subject, about the three kids, because we only ever wanted two. We decided on two, didn't we?
Well, we got bone of them three, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like a bog-off we didn't want.
A what?
It was like a bog-off we didn't want.
It's a bog-off?
Bog-off. See, you need to work in retail.
It's a bog-off.
Buy one, get one free. Oh, God.
That's a good one. Anyway.
Someone sent me, I haven't got my phone to me, but someone sent me that, you know, when I was trying to think of it earlier, and I've been trying to think of it for the whole podcast, some, like, dating one-liner to do with Harry Potter.
That was the other thing we had in common.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Actually, we'll talk about that next time, because we went to Queenstown, didn't we? And that was like...
Yeah, we went to Queenstown and sat in a penthouse apartment that we got upgraded for and smashed out 1-7 of Harry Potter. In front of the fire.
Literally, it was so good. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on and doing the segment with us. I think it's going to be good. I'm excited.
I don't have to come far.
Thanks for putting the headphones on, because I know that was a huge
thing. And the mics. I just feel like it's like
get used to it.
Welcome back to Radio FM. Christmas number one is Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Take it away.
I'll see you back here next week then, on the couch. Actually, we may have that on next week.
Yeah, I don't like the couch. I've noticed myself in, it's not a good look. I look slobby there, don't I? The way I'm sat.
Well, sit up then.
I've tried to. I've been trying, and I'm very sweaty. Very hot.
We're getting a new sofa bed. It's going in there. We're going to have a nice room and make it really fun. We're going to do better next time.
Like one of those rooms?
Yeah.
Like a red room?
No, not a red room.
Like a sex swing. Like a safe word.
All right. Thanks. Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If something resonated with you, click follow so you don't miss the next episode and send me a DM on Instagram @thefigure_. It means the world to me to know that you're loving these episodes. If you're wanting more accountability and tools to implement changes in your life, head to the link in the show notes and book a free call with me. And if you want to get started right now, download our free resource, 5 Simple Things That Will Change Your Life. I can't wait to be back in your life next week. And trust me, you won't want to miss this episode.